So today, obviously, Justin's in there, and we're still continuing our Bold series, but we're going to do a little twist on it today. We don't have a band, so we're just going to listen to music while we do the prayer meeting, but we're going to do it kind of abbreviated and quick, okay? Cool? All right, because there's not really going to be a song in between each thing, okay? So I'll just come up here and make the transitions. First of all, the first thing I want to say is just, why do we do the prayer meeting? Well, this is what Justin covers every week. First of all, it's for a move of God in this generation. Second, for the gospel to be spread among your friends. And that's done through prayer, and prayer fuels mission. Mission fuels prayer, so on and so forth. So what Justin did is took that and made a twist on it for boldness and said, prayer fuels boldness, boldness fuels prayer, okay? So when you pray, you get bold, you go out, you feel confident to be able to proclaim the things of God. And then when you proclaim the things of God, you realize, I should probably, you know, be close to God. I should know about what I'm talking about. So then it brings you back to prayer because you realize you're just a normal person, you know, empowered by God. So what we're going to be talking about today is a little bit different. We talked to Justin about, Sierra and I and Justin had a meeting, and we were talking about praying for, like, what we were going to pray for in the future. And so once a month now, we're going to pray about a global issue, okay? So instead of praying for Springfield necessarily, we're going to pray for something going on in the world, okay? Some people group or some thing. Does that make sense? Yeah? Yeah? So this is where, you know, bold prayers really come into effect, right? Because you can't directly affect Israel is what we're going to be praying about today. So you can't necessarily, actually you cannot even physically fly there right now because all international flights are canceled. So you can't do much about it, right? So that's where we have to really have faith. We have to build our faith in this prayer that we're praying and trust that God's going to see it through, right? Right? You guys are so sleepy. Yeah? Yeah. I need you to talk to me. I need you to respond. Sixth graders, I know you guys can be loud, right? Yeah? You don't like me calling you out, do you? No. Okay. Can you shout me down? Shout me down. No? Just say, yeah. 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 All right. I need some of those. All right? All right, so we're praying for Israel today. First of all, let's go to Genesis 12, 1 through 3 in your Bible. One thing I want to encourage you guys in, now that I have a mic in my hand and I'm standing at the pulpit, bring your own Bibles. I know there's one here, but bring your own because it's really good. So be able to, if you have your own with you, you'll know where these things are. It's not you know where it is in there. You know where it is when you're at home. Does that make sense? Did you bring your own? Yeah, sorry, page 8 on this Bible. So, yeah, I just encourage you guys to do that. I'm not, like, condemning you for not bringing it. I was just saying, try to bring it. I like to bring a notebook, too. I like to take notes because I don't remember things, right? So revisit stuff, take notes. It's good. First of all, we're going to just – I just lost my place. Wait for it. All right. I have a different Bible. I brought my own. I practice what I preach. So, now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Okay? So, there's this guy, Abram. He lives in this, he just is just doing his life. God visits him and says, leave everything you know, and I'm going to bless you and make a nation out of you. Okay? So it must have been a pretty powerful encounter because he does it, right? He must have known it was God. So through that, his name eventually changes to Abraham, and then we all know the song, Father Abraham, many sons, no. Father Abraham, I am one of them, so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. It's all praise the Lord. Yeah, you guys know that. No. You just did. You listened to my voice sing it. It was great, wasn't it? Okay. All right. So, Abraham wasn't the one who saw his nation become a nation, right? He wandered around. He got a lot of stuff by the time he was done, but he wasn't the one who got to see the final fulfillment of it becoming a nation. He was just like a large clan that was traveling around. It happened through his son. We're going to go to Genesis 35:9. Flip over a couple pages. Okay. So God's got this promise on Abraham's family. And then his son Jacob, God appeared to Jacob again. Wait, are you there? Are you there? No. It's on page 25. Page 25. Oh. 35. What do you guys think about the small setting? I kind of like it. I like being able to talk straight to you. Because if we're in a large group, I can't do that. I agree. Oh, never mind. I think the battery's dying, but I think it turned off. But it'll be fine. We'll see if it turns off again. All right, 35:9. God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Paddan Aram and blessed him. And God said to him, "Your name is Jacob. Your name is Jacob. Yeah. No longer shall your name be called Jacob, but Israel shall be your name." So he called his name Israel. And God said to him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall come from you, and kings shall come from your own body. The land that I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I will give to you, and I will give the land to your offspring after you." Then God went up from him in the place where he had spoken with him, and Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he had spoken with him, a pillar of stone. He poured out a drink offering and poured oil on it. So Jacob called the name of the place where God had spoken with him, Bethel. Okay? So, the place was actually already called Bethel. So I think it's interesting that he said he called it Bethel. But Bethel's, I forget the real meaning. It's actually his grandfather, Abraham, had gone there and fell asleep on a stone and seen angels coming down from heaven. So that's where it was originally named. But then he called it Bethel himself. So I guess he was just solidifying the name. But basically, his name becomes Israel, okay? Out of him comes pretty much that's where the tribes come from. You guys hear of the 12 tribes of Israel? Okay, he has 12 sons, okay? And then they become the nation of Israel, okay? All that, we're fast forward. I'm just going through the history real fast, like highlights, okay? They end up, Joseph, you guys remember with the coat, all that. He ends up working in Egypt. Everybody's. Okay, so he.
Hello.
And then they go into the book of Exodus. You guys have seen where Moses. Hello, check. It's not really on. It's really quiet, though. Can you turn me up? Sorry, guys. This is rough. Hello. 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 Check. 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 Slide it up. Slide it up. Hello. There we go. All right. So. He goes to they live in Egypt for a while, okay? Then the Moses says, let my people go, all that stuff, okay? Then God sends them towards the promised land, okay? The spies go in. They don't go for 40 years because they're afraid. Then they go in, take the land, okay? Throughout the most of the Old Testament, the rest of the time, they're in the land. Then they're like, praise God, you're so awesome. And then they forget God. And then they get raided or attacked, and they get dispersed. And then God's and then they're like, God, we need you. We need you to save us. And then he brings them back in. Okay? They get dispersed again. It happens a bunch of times. They forget God. That's a good reflection of a lot of our lives. We end up having these like, oh, as soon as I need you, God, that's when I start talking to you, right? So, fast forward a few thousand years, okay? The nation of Israel was no longer, okay? Like 50 years ago, this nation didn't exist. Actually, it's now ago. It didn't exist, okay? After World War II, the UN proposed that the nation of Israel become a nation again, okay? This was in like the 60s, okay? And then they became a nation in just like a week. Somebody proposed it, and it happened in a week. So what I want to let you guys know is, first of all, God's promises are keeping. Like we read that promise he made to Abram and then the promise he made to Israel. God's promises don't end after a couple thousand years, right? This nation hasn't been around for a long time, and it randomly just becomes a nation again. Nations aren't being made every day. I don't know if you guys know that, right? There's not any uncharted land that we don't go to anymore. We know the whole world because we have satellites and we have people. Anywhere that there can be inhabitation, we have people, and we have countries that have borders that take up all of the land in the world, right? Yeah. No? Mm-hmm. Are you guys taking geography class? There's, huh? Antarctica is uninhabitable, but yeah, that's why I said any place that people can live, there are borders, there are countries, right? There are some people who live there, but it's not really a country because there's not a capital or, all that stuff. All right? So, Israel's been, in the last few days, or the last few years, I should say, under attack, just in general, because there were a lot of nations. Obviously, that land was taken from somebody, right, when it became a nation. And so, a lot of people don't like that. And what happens is there's a lot of tension because of religious beliefs and because of land disputes, obviously. So Israel's made up of mostly Jewish people, okay? There are some Islam people that live there, and they're citizens. They're not like, when we as Americans think of Islam, we instantly think, craziness. That's not necessarily the case, right? Okay, there are non-radical Muslims, okay? Just to clarify, right? Everybody good? Okay, there are some in Springfield. I saw one at Target yesterday. The lady was wearing a burqa with a headdress and everything. What I want to say is there are some extreme Muslims, okay? There's a group called the Hamas, okay? And they are based in a neighboring country, and they're basically just shooting bombs across the border, okay? There's landed bombs in Israel. And Israel's had to shut down a lot of stuff, and a lot of people got hurt. Something like 25 people have died because of these things, and it's pretty big situation over there. And so, what we're going to do this morning is, if Cameron will switch the slide, First opening worship, check. Just did that in there. Okay? Second, adoration. We are going to praise God. We're going to go to Psalm 121. That's just a couple after 119, which is where we've been. And so we're going to do that. Then we're going to not really have a song. We'll kind of let it fade out, and then I will come back up and just make the transition. Maybe I'll sing a song. And then we're going to pray for Israel in Psalm 48. The cool thing about it being Israel is there are a lot of verses in the Bible about the salvation of Israel. So we're going to pray for that situation. And real quick, Cameron, can you jump to the slide of Israel down a few? So the population of Israel is 7.9 million people, okay? 7.908 million people, okay? The capital city is Jerusalem / Tel Aviv, okay? Jerusalem is the recognized, like, capital by one standard, by more like cultural and religious standards. And then Tel Aviv is the financial capital. And that's where the actual Capitol building is, okay? The president is Reuven Rivlin, okay? That's an awesome name, right? So what we're going to do when we get to this middle section, I'm going to throw this slide up. You guys can come up here and you can go, God, I want to pray for Jerusalem. I just want to pray that, you know, and we'll just... We're going to read the verses in Psalm 48, and then you'll pray over the nation of Israel, okay? We're praying for help for the people who are in danger, running to bomb shelters constantly, and all of that. Because we believe that God is going to save Israel because it is a chosen nation, right? God desires for all men to be saved. So that leads me into our third section, which we're going to go back to 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 6. You guys remember that one? Yep. Sarah remembers it. Okay. That's where, yeah, that's where it says God desires for all men to be saved. So what we're going to do there is actually pray for the Hamas people. Okay. These are the terrorists that are shooting the bombs. And we're going to pray that God would save them, that he would touch their hearts. Okay. That's a real bold prayer. Right? No, it's not. No? Yeah. Yes. I figure no response means no. But yes, that's a bold prayer, right? We're praying that extreme terrorists bombing people would come to know Jesus. Okay? That's bold. That is bold. Okay? It's going to be kind of crazy. And, we're going to do it. We're going to pray confidently, okay? So, Cameron, if you could open iTunes and go to the 45 playlist on the left side. It's at the bottom, I think. We're going to hit that. And then can you go back to the first slide when you get a chance? Just play it from the top on that playlist. It's Psalm 121, guys, if you guys want to open up there. Psalm 121. I'm going to read it real fast, and then I'm going to pray. Cameron's going to start the music. We'll dim the lights for the mood, I guess. I don't know why we dim the lights. It really doesn't matter. Maybe it helps you guys to not feel so, you know, in the spotlight. I guess this is where the spotlight is, though. So, all right. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil, and he will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Cameron, you want to hit some music? All right. So what we're going to do, same style. If you guys haven't been here before, it's baseball style. All right. So I'm going to pray right now. And then and once you guys feel like you're ready to pray, grab a verse. You're going to pray. You're going to read the verse. And then you're going to pray. Okay. I'll show you that here in a second. Can you bring that music down just a little bit? All right. So Feel free to line up once you're ready to go.